For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, April the 14th. It is good to have you with us today. We are going to discuss something today that hopefully all of us will make time before too long to talk about. It's a difficult topic, but it's something that is very, very important. This is April. Tomorrow is tax day. The day after that is National Healthcare Directive Day. And I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Paul Tatum, who is with us. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And you are in family medicine. You're in palliative care, hospice with University of Missouri.
Correct.
Now, this is something, this topic is really very important to all of us. And you know why firsthand. You're a doctor. And you were giving me some statistics before we started. Is how many people feel it's important to have a healthcare directive, and how many people actually have it?
Absolutely. You know, people, if you ask, think it's so important to not let your loved ones suffer. When you're approaching death, to help them, they feel it's important to have these decisions made so that the loved one isn't faced with this uncertainty, the suffering of what do I do? And yet, even though 70% of people say that's very important, only 30% of people have actually done an advanced directive.
Yeah. So we want to try to change that.
You know, end-of-life decisions should not be made at the end of life.
No.
It's too hard. And you can't plan everything, but you can have some general beliefs about who you are, what's important to you, what matters, and that helps your family along the way when it comes time to make those hard decisions.
At least talking about it ahead of time and getting the important facts down on paper. So your family knows, the doctor knows, if you are in a hospital, that all of the people who are caring for you know.
And you know what's remarkable? If you really do it ahead of time, if you really do it well, first of all, it turns out you're far more likely to get the care you want. Even people who want the most aggressive possible care are more likely to get it than to not get care they might want if they've made that clear. Other people may say, you know, I want really to shift my focus to hospice or comfort care, and you're far more likely to get that, too, if you've made that value known.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple of dates that we want to let folks know about.
Sure. April 15th, everybody knows, is tax day.
Right.
So April 16th has become National Healthcare Decisions Day. Death and taxes go hand in hand.
Right. So the day after taxes is National Healthcare Decision Day.
Exactly. Now, there's a couple of events. There'll be one here in Columbia coming up on the 17th. This is interesting. It's called the Death Cafe. Now, you might think, that's not an establishment I want to go to necessarily.
The Death Cafe. Okay.
So but the idea is you eat cake, you drink tea, and then you talk about death. And the vision is it moves away from death being the scary thing, but it helps people actually embrace life and make the most of their life. Mm-hmm. And they've started this in London, and it's become a phenomenon. It's rolled throughout many communities in America. I believe this is actually the second or third here in Columbia. It'll be April 17th, 6:30, at Upper Crust. Green Meadows. They have good cake, I hear.
Yeah, they do. They have very good cake. So you can go to the Death Cafe. Now, this is not morbid at all.
Right.
April the 17th at the Upper Crust at 6:30 in the evening. And will there be?
Run about an hour. And you can imagine anywhere from someone who's got a loved one going through this, from someone who's maybe going through a serious illness themselves, to professors, to poets, to artists, and just a conversation.
Okay. Will there be someone there to help you fill out advanced directives, or will there be information on where to go and what to do?
That's not the primary focus specifically for the Death Cafe, but I think that I'm going to actually attend, so I'll bring bring general information
okay.
to people at once.
The primary focus is to talk about it.
Exactly.
Then, so that's April the 17th at 6:30 to 7:30 at Upper Crust.
And correct.
Do people need to make reservations or call
you know,
ahead of time?
It's not the biggest in cafe area, but I think it'd be exciting if we keep expanding and use the entire outdoor part of the
okay.
cafe as
well. All right. So 2 days from today. Then what else have you got coming up?
Well, up in our friends in Jeff City at the Capital Regional Medical Center is helping to sponsor this. On April 24th, I believe that's also a Thursday the following week, from 1:30 to 3:30. And this is in the Hawthorne Bank Community Room. That's at 3600 Amazonas Drive. And they're sponsoring a documentary film called Consider the Conversation. And it's about considering having these difficult conversations, and it's a beautiful film. You remember Ellen Goodman? She was
yes.
a columnist
yes.
for the Globe. Her mother died of Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And she found it extraordinarily hard because they hadn't really been through it. So she's made this one of her missions to really be able to talk about helping people have these difficult conversations. So there's a movie, and then afterwards there'll be conversation as well.
You know, and I don't think you're ever really too young to talk about this because you never know when death could come knocking on the door.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, I'm still young and I may find that if something happens suddenly, I may be in a place where I can't make decisions. And so the important thing for me is not to tell you, gosh, in 20 years from now, when I have this illness, I want you to do this, this, and this. But the first step is who do I want to represent me? So step one, choosing your medical decision maker. But that's not the end of it, right?
Right.
Because step two, you kind of have to talk about what your values are and how you would make these decisions. So step two, discussing about what matters to you. And then a third piece of that's really important is flexibility. I can imagine if I'm, you know, with a terminal illness with a couple of months to go, I could write out pretty much exactly what I want. So I might say, I want you to follow this exactly. Whereas for me right now, I may give them quite a bit of flexibility to work with my doctors, to work with my priest, for example, about what might best match what would mm-hmm. be right for me at this age.
Right. Okay. So if people want more information, is there one particular place they can go to get this?
I'm going to give you two.
All right.
The first, we mentioned the movie Consider the Conversation.
Yeah.
There's a website that Ellen Goodman created, The Conversation Project.
Okay.
Fantastic resource. It has a starter kit for somebody just starting these conversations. It also has a How to Talk to Your Doctor kit that
okay.
you can use.
So what's the website? We're almost
that
out of time.
That is theconversationproject.org. And the second one, prepareforyourcare. Prepareforyourcare.org. And it runs you through a 5-step process. The two together are great resources in addition to the Death Cafe and then the documentary over at Jeff City.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the Death Cafe, and it's not going to be depressing.
Cake,
this coming Tuesday.
Tea, and conversation.
Yes. All right. This coming Tuesday. Thank you. In the evening at 6:30 to 7:30 at the Upper Crust. Doctor, thank you so much.
Oh, really appreciate
Please
it.
Please do come back again.
We'll do.
Because we need to keep this in front of all of us.
This is part of living.
It is. Dying is part of living. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Second Chance and Talking Horse Productions, our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer. Good to have you back, Rachel. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.